Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. My praying sister is listening today. She's doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask just for anything that's spiritually dangerous. Praying sister's listening today is revealed, removed from her, and for her salvation and her safekeeping, and for her to have a heart to fight and lay down her own life for the gospel to and to really care and love and fight and war and intercede for anybody that you've placed in her life that's on their way to hell, for her to see that clearly and to fight for their souls also too, and for their souls and salvation and safekeeping, and for them all to endure all the way until the end. Ask all these crazy blessings in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm gonna read this is we're going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment and preparing, for the fall of the United States, and talking about, where it says, where is the scribe, where is the receiver, just being very guarded against a lot of doctrines, okay, that are in the church today, and how they can be spiritually dangerous when things are really hard. It's only those things that are in the truth of the Bible, the Word of God, the truth of the gospel, that are rock solid, that you can stand on. And if you're on anything else, just like the parable of the house on sand, you're gonna fall. Okay, it's gonna come crumbling down from underneath you. Okay, it's only those things when that fire comes through the United States. Okay, it's only those things. Okay, that are founded. Okay, on the Word of God, that are gonna stand firm and stand the test of fire. Okay, and you need to make sure your feet are firmly planted on those things, and that's it. Because there's something. Well, let me read this verse first. Okay, this is Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 5. It says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing a man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." Okay. So, servants, right? And then again, here you have this is Second Peter. I'm sorry, 1 Peter chapter 2. Okay, starting at verse 18, it says, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy if a man, for conscience sake towards God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it when ye be buffeted for your faults? But if you take it, but I'm sorry, your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." Okay. And then it says, "For even hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." Okay. All right, let me read. I'll finish reading that. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he was buffeted, he threatened not, but committed himself unto him that judgeth righteously." Okay. Talking about servants and masters, there is a doctrine that's entering into churches, okay, that is not biblical, okay, and it's called critical race theory. I will put a video on the YouTube channel so that you can see the depths of what it really is, okay. But basically, what it is, and it's entering into, I've heard about it entering into churches, okay? And I've seen it myself, okay, with all the racial stuff that's going on here in the United States. it's not biblical, okay? And you need to have your mind renewed, okay? And you need to stand firm on the word of God because it's the only thing that's going to keep you safe, okay? It's the only thing that is going to keep you safe, okay? There is a lot of stuff that is considered what people would call politically correct and so on and so forth, and it's man-pleasing, and it's things that are, when you get into the depths of what it really is, it's evil, okay? It's not of God, okay? But it's hidden and wrapped in something that sounds nice. And you want to guard your mind from things like this, no matter what your race is, if you're black or if you're white, on both ends, because it's toxic and will turn you away from focusing on Christ alone, okay? The Bible says, okay, it talks about submission, okay? It talks about slavery. It talks about servants, okay? It talks about bond servants and things like that, okay? And it's not a sin, okay? All right. There's this thing called critical race theory, okay, that's entering into churches, which is trying to make, I guess, amends between the races, okay? By it's helpful if you watch the video, okay? But it's trying to make amends for the past between races, basically, when the Bible says there's no amends to make. Sorry. It's the truth. It's the truth. There's no amends to make. The Bible says nothing wrong took place. There was sin in certain places individually between people, surely, okay? I'm not talking about that, but overall, slavery is not a sin. The Bible talks about it. There's nothing wrong with it, sisters. Okay? Both if you are black and you've got issues of bitterness and you're caught up in things like that in the past in the United States, you need to repent and get rid of that. The Bible says there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? All right? If you're white and you're being brainwashed and told that, you need to feel guilty and all this stuff of the past, okay? And it's becoming lorded over you, the Bible says that there was nothing wrong with that. The Bible talks about slavery and submission. It wasn't a sin, okay? We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but you need to cut in your heart, ladies, okay? You need to make a choice. You need to read your Bible from cover to cover, and when you're done, read again, okay? Because for a lot of young ladies, I understand, and a lot of sisters, you may not know your Bible, and you may not know that the Bible says these things, okay? But you need to get familiar with the Word of God. But once you are familiar with the Word of God, you need to cleave to it, okay? And you need to stand by it, okay? No matter what people are saying, and no matter what's popular, no matter what's going on, if the Bible says something's okay, and talks about submission, and it goes against what's going on the world, on in the world, you need to stand firm by it, okay? And make a choice, and decide which side you're going with, okay? The Word of God, or the doctrines of men, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a blessed day, serving you, and glorifying you, and staying focused upon you, and seeking to serve you and you alone, and breaking from the world. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.